Good evening.
Good
evening and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to continue our journey on to Christmas during this Advent season, and we're making our way around that Advent wreath. This Sunday we'll be lighting the fourth blue candle, and of course on Christmas Eve we'll be doing the Christ candle in the center, and we'll be fully lit up. And reminder that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, that no darkness can overcome. Special welcome tonight. They say that rule number one, never introduce guests or have new guests like stand up and, you know, make mention of them. I'm going to violate that rule. I won't tip off like names and specific people like that, but I just want to give a warm welcome to those in our community that are here tonight. We have representatives from the Methodist Church. Great to have you here. Also from the Foursquare Church, Pastor Brooks is here and his wife Karen. Great to have you guys here. And friends from across the country as well. Someone from Virginia, Suzanne's dad. So just great to see all of you gathered here tonight. Wish you a Merry Christmas in the week ahead with your family. The order of worship tonight, again, is hold an evening prayer. This is a Pacific Northwest specialty service. Marty Haugen wrote this. If any of you have been to Lake Chelan, it's on the far end of Lake Chelan. I believe when I've been there, they say that they have to deliver food by mule, was what I was told. Is that correct? But a beautiful place. Marty Haugen wrote this service on the shores of Lake Chelan in 1985. And it does bring themes that are very familiar to the Advent season. And so we're going to hear Mary with the Magnificat and some beautiful music. Just a couple notes about the worship tonight before we begin. The first is hopefully everyone has a bulletin to guide you along. I'll just flag a couple items as we sing tonight. We have special music tonight. Karen Motlock sings with us, and very thankful for Suzanne's playing and Colleen each week. It makes it all the more special. If you look on page 3 for the psalmody of your bulletin there, Psalm 141, there are two parts. I'm going to be singing the leader or group one part, and Karen is going to be singing all or group two, and we don't really divide anyone up. If you feel led to follow me, go for it, or if you feel led to follow Karen, I think most people typically follow Karen, that's fine too, and so just jump in, and it's a very beautiful version of Psalm 141. What's that?
Maybe they're just trying to draw me out.
Oh, no, I don't think so at all. Let's see. The other thing to note is that in the middle of the service, there is a time for reading a portion of God's Word, and there's going to be a message tonight. To guide us along for that, there's a little insert, and we'll show you where that's going to come into play. There's a hymn we're going to sing, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. That's found in the green hymnal, which is right in front of you. Hymn number 34, you may want to already find that number, hymn 34, and we're going to sing all five verses of O Come, Emmanuel. I think that does it. We'll also have an opportunity towards the end of the service for a moment of silence. You can, in that moment of silence, uplift a name vocally, or you can just, of course, just let that name or whatever that situation is, you can just leave it on your heart, and we'll take some time and uplift those prayers as well this evening. Any other announcements to share before we begin tonight? I think we covered it all. Okay. I invite you to rise as we begin with our service of light.